Would you give us a little rundown of your report?
While you're discussing that, anything I say here, I don't want it to be taken as a negative towards the Northeast, because the Northeast did a lot of good for all of them. Okay, what I want to say is that I think I'll take some of the blame for it, too. I did not realize how much gasoline they were going through and how much other items they were going through. I think that because, as Larry Walters has pointed out in the past, we did not have a way to measure our gasoline that's put into the vehicles, and because of that, I don't think we were keeping a real good record on how much gasoline was going into the vehicle. And I required them at the beginning of their employment in April to keep a log of the gasoline, you know, that they were using in the vehicle. And they were pretty faithful in doing that in April and May. And then they didn't do it. And whenever Larry and I called for it for the audit, there was one made. And it was given to us, and we don't know how they came up with it. For instance, I can be honest with you and tell you that in July I put some gas into my vehicle, having used my vehicle, my expedition to run around the ranch to do a whole bunch of ranch business, and didn't have enough gas to get back into St. George. It was late at night, so I said, Kevin, I'm going to go get some gas out of the tank for my expedition, and I went and filled it up, and I came back, and I said, Kevin, I need your notebook to record my gas in, you know, the little notebook that I'd asked him to keep. And he says, just tell me and I'll record it. And I says, no, I want your notebook to record it myself. And whenever he handed it to me, it had nothing in it since the end of May. And that was like at the end of July. And then in August, when Larry and I called for the audit thing, they came up with this thing. But anyway, make a long story short, their gas that they said that they had used and how they had accounted for it, and the amount of gas in the tank were very, very close. Very, very close. So, however they came up with the amount of gas that they said they used, they had to have been darn accurate with it, because we measured the amount of gas in the tank, and I knew how much gas we started with, and the amount they used, and the amount that was left, and it came out within gallons, you know. So they guessed good, and he must have had it in his head. And so anyway, then Brent and I we've been very meticulous on keeping a record of the gas and the diesel that we've been putting into anything. And whether it's grader, tractor, generator, vehicles, anything. And our gas usage is probably less than a third of what they put. So that right there is saving us a chunk of money. Okay? The next thing that's saving us a lot of money, and this is partly because, like I said, I'll take the blame for this. I won't take the blame for the laundry, but I'll take the blame on the gasoline. I just didn't see how they were using that much. I didn't realize what was going on. And now that I've been up there and been on the ground, and Brent and I have been keeping a real close record, we could see that there was a lot of gasoline going through that truck and stuff that I don't know what it meant. But anyway, the laundry was our bills on our laundry. I don't know, maybe Sean's got a check register right there. We were paying out approximately, well, it varied per month depending on how many buckets load of laundry we brought into Coleman's to the laundromat, but they're charging us 30 cents a pound to do the laundry, which is very cheap compared to everywhere else I've checked. I've found nobody that would do it for under 45 cents a pound. And so I'm not complaining of Coleman. They were doing it very, very cheap. But what happened was that when I took over up there, when I was back to doing it, there was 12 baskets, 12 of those big blue tubs full of dirty laundry sitting in the laundry room. And I just said, you know what? No wonder these guys are out of sheets and stuff. So I grabbed them and we took them down to the Coleman. And that time Jerry Coleman had an operation and he was sick and he couldn't do it. So I said, oh, yep. And so I spent the day in the laundromat. I got the soap and I got the bounce, you know, for the dryers, and I went and got all the quarters and I did it myself. And I got done and I thought, geez, I just did 12 tubs, which is the quote equivalent to 24 plus loads of laundry, and it only cost us $60, including the soap and the quarters to do everything with. And if I would have had Coleman do it at that price, it would have cost us about $350 to $400. And so I went, whoa, you know, this is a difference. And so then, since that day, Coleman's have done none of our laundry. I have done all of our laundry. And it does take a lot more time in my part because I have to come down here and I have to spend an hour, you know, it's hard work. I mean, you do 24 loads of laundry and then folding them is what's hard, not doing them. You know, it's easy to do them and throw them in the dryer. It's folding all in stinking sheets and everything. And they was coming in and helping me. And then, you know, now I've got real brainy about it. I just fold all the towels and all the small stuff, and I leave the big I put all the fitted sheets in one basket and all the flat ones in another, and I take them to the ranch and I fold them while I'm standing up there waiting for something else. But anyway, make a long story short, that saved us quite a bit of money. And that's something I think we could consider for next year. However, when somebody's at the ranch under normal circumstances, it's awfully hard for them to come in and spend the time to do the laundry. But I think that it is a possibility, and it definitely, you know, it's on salary, and are we getting an hourly wage rather than that laundry wage, you know?
You probably save way over $1,000, you know, it's solid from laundry.
We have saved a lot of money.
Just then, September, October, November.
And we've been full. As you guys very well know, our cabins have been amazingly full. The weekend that I took, that we got it back, it was 8 out of the 10 were full, and the next weekend 100% full, and the next weekend 100% full, and the next weekend it was 8 out of 10, and the weekend after that it was 7 out of 10, and the weekend after that we closed down, it was 8 out of 10 then that we closed down the upper ones, and it's been basically almost 100% full of available cabins. Like this weekend we had 4 available cabins and they were all booked. Not that, you know, there was somebody in the cabins the whole time, but they were booked up. So I could, what I'm trying to say is our cabins have basically been really full this fall because of the mild weather. And so I'm saying that the laundry load has been very heavy for me. You know, it's not much different than it would have been in August or July if somebody was up there working it, and yet I have been able to do it. And so I'm thinking it is possible to have somebody to do that laundry, to come down here and do it. I've been able to do it, you know. And granted that I know people don't like to work, you know, 12-hour days, but it is possible. I think I'll
The Coleman's on mine today.
How many gallons of gas were you talking about?
When they were going to, I think, Fred, what they were doing with it, I honestly do not believe there was anything underhanded for them.
Well, if I was curious, how many gallons was used in that period of time, from sticking the tank to what was going?
About 1,200.
1,200 gallons. And that's a month and a half. So 6 weeks with it?
May to July.
Yeah.
Or was it March to July?
No, we got another load in there. And then they brought a second load. Wouldn't they bring that?
Well, an excessive amount.
I think what the deal was, as you well know, they ran around a whole lot. They were running over to Valve, and they were running over to Leeds, and they were running up to Brent's, and they were just driving a lot, you know. And that was a twofold problem. It was using a lot of gas. And then the second thing was it was wasting a lot of time. And it was not unusual at all for them to run up to the upper cabins to do something and go, oh, we forgot the hammer. Run back down, get the hammer, come back up. Oh, we forgot the coupling. Run back down, get the coupling, come back up, you know.
There were days when I was out there and noticed that he would take the tractor, and this isn't to be critical, it's just sometimes people need to have directions to say, do this and not this. He would take the tractor and have her follow him in a vehicle all the way to the meadow, and then they'd both get in the truck to go back home to drop her off, and then he'd drive the truck back up to the meadow to work in the tractor. And if he forgot a compressor or a wrench, then he'd get the truck and drive down there and back up.
That's exactly what was happening.
And so there was 7 trips in one day to go mow a size of this room of brush.
And you're right. And the thing is I don't want it to be critical. It's just the fact that they didn't organize their schedules. They didn't organize their time. They weren't thinking ahead the way that I feel like I wanted to be done. And that's the way that Taylor and I and Brent have done very much. We very much tried to consolidate our trips and I would much prefer to throw extra fittings in the truck in case we needed them instead of having to go back and get them, you know. And we just,
I know I'm out to ranch 2 to 3 to 4 times a week, and every time I was out there, I'd see them sit up on top of the hill just driving around, him and her in the truck together.
Well,
what they were doing, I have no idea, but I mean, maybe the business, maybe it wasn't, but up at my place on top, they have no business.
Okay,
occasionally it's good for them to
drive
around if the check on there.
Been the only thing they had business doing like that.
But Tony Madden, we couldn't get them to do that at all.
It was the opposite way. They were just in that house. They didn't even know where your lot was, you know. But there's a balance in there. But another reason I'm bringing this all up is that, yes, the people at that ranch are very, very busy, or the person at the headquarters area, but it is very much possible for the couple that lives there to do what we were asking of them to do. You know what I'm saying? We've had this discussion before. Well, they got too many things in the, they got too many irons in the fire, they got this, they got that. It is possible for the right people to do the job. If they're willing to do it and if they're organized and they can get themselves together. Yes, you know, you need some helpers. We need these extra outside helpers. But we can do this without having to hire a bunch of people to do the job. If we organize, if we get the right person there and they're organized.
Well, maybe when we're ready, if indeed we're going to hire someone else on, maybe part of the job description should be written as such, and they can facilitate their time in terms of this is what they have to do, rather than, I don't have the time, am I really supposed to do it? So in hiring them, that would be part of the expectation.
You know what, that's the problem, though. That was told to them very, very clearly, told to them, especially after the experience that we had had with the whole, we had very clearly told them exactly what we expected of them. And people just have a way of assuming they understand what you're saying, and then when they actually get on the ground, it's different.
I think a big part that plays into it is personalities and attitude. If I'm a person that I want to do my own thing and I feel threatened by somebody else helping me and I push them away, I mean, Brent Fulmer's a perfect example. He can help anybody do anything if you'll let him. But if I'm thinking, no, I don't want him to come around and help me, you know, he's going to take over my job. That's a whole different attitude of, hey, yeah, sure, come help me. Mm-hmm. If you can do this, then I can go do this.
Well, and the other side of that was if somebody volunteered to help and then they didn't show up to help, they were mad as hell.
Criticized,
and
yeah.
Criticized, and of course the person that was volunteering goes,
hey, I was just volunteering.
No. Sorry. So that's the last time I'm volunteering.
Yeah. I'm on vacation.
Well, I think that maybe with what you have done and your family has done, it's shown how you can actually use your time wisely.
What people try to understand, too, is hey, just because we're a couple up here doesn't mean we have to do everything together. I mean, we've had that problem too. I mean, instead of going different directions or separate jobs, well, sometimes it's best if you go together. But sometimes it only takes one person to go do something.
You tend to use the rent to get away from your wife.
Okay.
Real quick on the laundry, that's something that's done on a specific day. Usually, can be planned for Thursdays or Fridays.
The second part of that laundry thing, which I didn't get to, was that I had complaints constantly from Gladys saying, we don't have enough sheets, we don't have enough pillowcases, we don't have enough towels, we don't have this, we don't have that. Well, now, as I got up there, we've got
too much.
And I'm thinking, you know, the problem was because she always had a bunch of them dirty in the basket sitting down the Coleman, and it was only, you know, we were basically had to have 2 weeks worth of stuff to keep everything going, you know, and sometimes even 3 weeks, because if you take it down and you don't pick it up till the next week, then you've already got another load to take down by that time, you're 3 weeks out,
like,
you know?
Three sets. What I'm thinking and what I was bringing up is if working with the townhomes and with the motel, there are people that work that type of business.
Yeah. And I found them, but you go ahead.
You know, the townhome girls, they work a few hours on certain days and the rest of the time they're sitting around wishing they had something to do. And
that's what I think we need to work for.
Yeah, maybe.
Somebody like that that we can charge, that, you know, a reasonable fee, I don't know how you're going to do it, because I'm not a friend, but I know there's got to be a way to save some money in that area right there.
What, do we want to go over that? Is this all part of the budget? I mean, I have a whole thing down here, unless you want to drop into the budget.
No, I don't want to drop into the budget. I just kind of shoot that couple more things.
I just want to give you a feel so that you have an idea when you get ready to talk budget, because that's going to come up.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
I got a couple of questions on it, but let's go on to the budget after we finish this budget.
I don't know if you want to go on to the roads. I think everybody's aware that the roads, you know, the grader's been running around on the roads, and basically the only area that isn't is the very, very bottom part of the slide where he had the flat tire and Brent had to go.
And is Norris doing that?
We've had Cody Button, Norris a little bit, and Dion Newcomer.
Oh, Dion.
We actually got tired of waiting for Norris to do it, so I called Cody one day, and he actually came up the very next day and did a really good job, according to what Brent thinks and Dion feels like. And Dion came up, and Dion was working really gung-ho until he got a blown-out tire. And
The roads in the upper slide and over pipeline, and all the roads are in really good shape up that way. And if we hadn't had that flat tire, all of the lower stuff would have been done, and we would essentially be done grading pretty much for the year, with the exception of a couple of roots.
Now, they're doing, taking care to do some ditching and bar pitting and getting the water off.
They're making
cleaning
out. The most important thing is to establish the drainage.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously knock the rust out, but to establish the drainage, because that's critical for
going into the wet winters.
So that's been done. The red reservoir is fixed as far as the hole in the dam. You know, when we went on our field trip, you guys saw that hole. That has been fixed. It took a lot more money than what, a couple hundred dollars more than what we figured it was going to. I told him, as Larry and Dale and I all thought, that head gate was only 4 or 5 foot deep, turned out it's 12 feet deep. the humongous hole there that we dug, and that's why I was trying to, you know, get some money for the cats to finish the job that day real quickly, but... anyway.
Is the head gate up here, I mean, is it functional?
Yes.
Does it screw up and down?
Well, we got to get the thing on the top of it, but he took a wrench and opened it up, and the water was done, too.
Good.
And it's coming out right where we set it was. Yeah.
Has Brent Robinson, the gentleman that's going to be coming up and cleaning out the silt, supposedly?
Well, yeah, I'm sick and tired of that. I've asked and asked, and he said and said and said, this is the day I'll be there, and he never showed. Never show it.
Are you going to look for anybody again soon before it's wintertime, or is this something being put off to the spring?
No decisions been made.
But I'm saying, are you going
to go? The problem is, I can get somebody to do it, not a problem at all, but we would have to hire them to haul the cat out there, whereas Brent's cat's already there. So we're going to use Brent's little cat since it was already there. That was the reason we're going to cost us out of our money. If I hire, you know, somebody to bring their equipment out there, it's going to cost us a lot more. And
I keep arguing for it. I think it actually costs just as much or even less because we'll bring out a bigger piece of equipment.
Do it faster.
And
well,
but that's one of our little arguments we have.
I agree with that. I agree with that fact. However, I'm not sure that's going to really completely offset it. But anyway.
It's a hard thing to decide because a lighter piece of equipment, I mean, you start digging in that. When they dug down to the hole, did they get into mud or was it dry all the way down?
It was almost all sand. I mean, it was sand. Of course, but it was sand.
It's hard to know out in those. I mean, who's gone out on those and cats and all, but they're gone.
And that's exactly it. If Nolan brings his, he doesn't want to bring his cat out there. If he brings his equipment, he wants to use a track hole because he's afraid to put that big cat out.
Yeah.
And so there again is our question. You know, if you bring that track hole up there, then it costs more per hour. I don't know that it can do a whole lot more than this little cat can. You know, it's all a question of we don't know because we don't know what's underneath that.
Right. Is everyone else? Does everyone know where they're talking about the Rift Reservoir?
That's the one in the middle, Tandy, correct?
Way up, the gate that goes up to the Pink Cliff.
Right.
It's that area over there.
The overflow came across the road going up to the cabin.
And it's interesting because we took that field trip up there with Barb, and we were able to see really what needed to be done. And the amount of water that was in the lower part was minimal. Jill and I went up there a month later to see the effects of what had happened with the patch or the good job done to... That hole was big, by the way. That water was just running through. We couldn't believe how much water is up there now starting to pool.
See, I'm almost to the point that we're past the point of being able to fix the cat the way we want to. We can still use it around that one corner there, you know, where the big hole was.
Yeah.
We can still use it there, but that's starting to... Because there's a lot of water coming out of there. I mean, I couldn't believe it. You know all the water that's coming down across the road that Dale had asked me to go up and take the tractor and on the first, you know, and divert it?
Yeah.
We walked that whole stinking thing.
A couple miles,
and it's clear. I mean, there's no way. No simple, easy way to fix that thing. The only way you could do it is dig a trench across the forest right above that government trail and divert the water either one way or the other, back into the ditch or back over across the road and into the other ditch. That water comes down through there. It's just seeping out of the ground all over the place. It's clear up from where it washed out up in the top of the Crawford Trail Pass in there. I mean, it was unbelievable. We were mud walking up through that thing. You know, and that was just a couple weeks ago. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of water that's back in there. So I'm almost to the point, Candy, to answer your question directly, that we're...
I was afraid of that.
Sorry, I lost our window. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
and we've taken care of the critical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Budget wise, we're borderline saying should we put more money into it or not.
Well, see, and that's it. I feel really good as I told you all on the money because the $15,000 that Shauna put from that one into the other, since all them, well, we saved. Yeah. Although, however, right now we have absolutely no people to get the match. So, we're really low.
What's the situation if this repair work isn't done? Where is that silt going to end up? Is it going to go on down onto the meadow?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't collect in the meadow, I guess it will. It could go on down through the pond system.
Mm-hmm. So we got a ton of that silt into that pond last year, that pond. As you guys know, it came down those roads and stuff, and I was watching on the number two.
Without digging out... The other problem will be it will silt back in the hole that they've dug down into
the
head gate.
Yeah, the head gate will just be soon covered up again. In fact, I'm sure it's starting to be filled up right now.
We had a television. We have taken pictures of it. And It's in the car, no? Okay. Well, we took pictures of it to basically show everybody what had happened. Because, I mean, that's a real nice ditch that they have, but it might
be filled. As soon as we went up there and saw that, that's the reason I immediately got on the internet and told you guys, is there any possibility of spending some money to finish this job? Because it's good and started right now.
Well, I don't know who all responded or what the responses were. I thought it was a good idea to go ahead and have Brent do that right then, and I thought that's what was happening, but you said he just
never had. Well, at first I got responses that Shauna and Candy didn't think we should. Larry was questionable about it. He didn't know for sure. I didn't hear from Val, and your dad was the only one who told me that. And then you finally called me a week later.
But I think it wasn't whether or not it needed to be done, but if the budget said we had nothing, then how are we going to go again into the following year
and
say...
That's why Larry wanted to put the $15,000 back in.
Yeah, that's why Larry wanted to put that. You know,
exactly, because...
Let's use it for this.
If we only had $15,000, we'd be empty by the end of the year.
Definitely.
Exactly.
It had nothing. Rod Johnson had paid his $5,000, so that was more money.
But there was some, you know, basically we had that $20,000 that came in between Rod's $5,000 and the $15,000. Mm-hmm. That has saved our little tails, you know. But what I'm trying to say is, I felt like I was trying to, maybe you guys didn't understand that, but that was the reason I was asking for permission to do it. But I felt like that there was a lot of hesitancy that you guys were not really sure about that, especially like hauling the dirt down and covering up the trash and fixing those culverts and fixing the cattle guard and raising the cattle guard up there with the backhoe and that.
I gave you an okay on that one. I said that, but another $500 on top of the other couple of hundred here and there.
Well,
now we're talking $1,000, $1,500 for something that we didn't have. And to me, listening to the meetings, the membership did not want us to spend any more money that we didn't have. And that was the reason I said it. But covering the trash, cleaning out the cattle guards underneath them was imperative because that's going to directly affect us through the winter.
I agree.
So, but you've gotten the okay, but the problem is Brent hasn't been there to do his work.
We should know that after 10 years.
So, Val, with your comment that if we really and truly don't do it at this point, regardless of whoever does it, that silt is going to continue down, and then we're going to have a problem in the ponds on top of that.
That pond was designed to catch that silt to keep it off the meadow.
Mm-hmm.
And so it looks like if it's 12 foot down to the head,
it's a lot of silt to take
it
down.
It's done its job quite well.
Oh,
now we need to clean it out, and it's going to be a big operation.
And you're right, $500 is not going to do the job that we really technically should get done. But can you imagine all that silt, Val, up onto the dam and widening and strengthening that dam and putting it up on there? And we could even raise the overflow roof up a little bit up, too. You know, I mean, I
would dig it down.
There's, huh?
You don't want to raise it up, you want to dig it down.
The dike. Dirt out of the farm, take the bottom out and put it back on the dike and widen it. It could come up a little higher, but mostly width-wise.
Width-wise is the main
thing. Should we then, since it has been okayed and there is money in the budget, should we find another person to get in there, as Val said, to do that?
I would be very happy to do that, but you guys have got to approve more than $500 if I get some money.
Yeah.
How much do you think?
We need to get some.
$1,500, maybe $2,000.
Let's get some bids on it.
Good morning, Larry.
It's hard to.
I've already got bids. I already know how much to charge per hour. The question is, they don't know how many hours they're going to be in there. Just like Larry said, they don't know what they're going to find under that crust. And now that there's water building up in there, they don't know how much work we want them to do. They could spend a week up there if we want them to, or they could spend a day. You know, it depends on how much work we want to do. So we need to approve how much money and say, do it for as much work as you can for this amount of money. That's the only way we can really do this.
Yeah.
I've got per hour rates. I know who charges what per hour.
You've got it right here. Except the
I think
yeah. The thing is, you've got it right here. I got it right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you do, say, $2,000 worth of work, there's a good 20 hours or better. You're going to say 24 hours. They could do it, move a lot of dirt in 24 hours.
Exactly, that's what would be ideal, Thomas. But 500 was like pushing the button. You know, I was really pushing you guys to get 500.
That was at that point that we weren't aware if there was any more money.
Right.
Well, and I think that Brent Robinson was charging, like you said, less money, but he's got a smaller equipment, plus he doesn't charge the transport. So
but that's what this whole meeting's about, is we've got to get back to the budget so we know exactly where it's allocated so that we're not overdoing. But we don't know that until we get our budget in line here. Fred?
Question, Val? That hole we've got dug around the head gate right now, that hole catches the silt for this winter, does it not? If we
we do it.
You're going
to it would have to be cleaned out again in the spring.
You're closing the head gate, are you?
Right.
You only
that hole was filled and catch the hill, keep it out of the ponds, keep it out of the metal for this one.
Okay, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying, Fred, but then think about this. How are you going to dig that out with all that water climbing up there?
Okay, that's going to come on there. There's no way of draining that lake then after that.
Not unless you can get
unless you go create another hole in the
dike. That's why the attention is coming to now. We can't postpone this till next spring, man, if the lake's filling up. It's gathering water. So if we do have some money in the budget right now, maybe we should consider allocating some of that to...
I've got a budget today.
If you guys don't do it now... It'll be a year from now, because that's how long it'll take to dry out.
And then you'll have to re-spend the $900 that we just spent.
Well, it in fact won't even dry out. No. The only reason it's dry now is because of the hole. We fixed the hole. Now if you close the head gate, you've got to wait until it washes in the hole and dries out.
Does Sean say we need to look at this for the next budget? Aren't we looking at this year's budget still? We have the money in our budget this year.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have to look for next year's in developing what we're going on. We're looking at what's going on today in this year's budget with the amount of money.
We're still in the green, you said.
That's what I'm understanding. We're still in the green.
Basically,
we have $29,000and we probably got about 12 going out.
So we have some money, but the thing is that...
We could do a big pond for $17,000.
Oh, but we
are $17,000. We're not doing a big
pond. I could add 29 minus 12.
I think we're trying to figure out, like, showing up the trash and all that dirt down there and moving the trays, you know, there's so many things we could do with that money. It's like, where do you want it? I put the cabin maintenance on hold. I mean, no more cabin maintenance this year because we ran out of money. So that was just like, stop. Now, do we want to continue with the cabin maintenance? No. Or do we want to do these other things? See, this is a decision.
This is the sort of thing that's
very steep. It's very steep. Hey, it's back over there. You go on.
Okay, Larry?
This is the sort of a project, though, that seems to me to have a relatively long life. It's not something we're going to need to redo next year if we do it now. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the reservoir?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I say that if you don't do it now, you won't be doing it for how many years?
But if we do it now, we don't have to do it again.
Budget anybody?
I'm not going to guarantee that. You get a big flood, there's a good possibility that thing can tilt back in.
Well, part of the problem is we should have, go backwards, we should have been spending $500 a year on reservoir repair maintenance.
A little here,
you know, $250 on this pond this year, and $100 there, and $100. We've spent zero anywhere for 15 years.
Okay, well, I would move that we take $2,000 out of the capital improvement fund and invest it in the repairs, further repairs to the reservoir.
Can I change a little bit on that? I would say that you make a motion that you use $2,000 out of the regular budget as long as we can hold out, since we've already transferred $15,000 in for capital improvement. And maybe, the reason I'm saying that is, I know you guys think that I want just to spend money like crazy and I don't want to have capital improvement fund. That's not true at all, okay? I want that capital improvement to say that. I would say, Larry, that as of right now, I feel like if we really watch our pennies and we don't have too many more greater tires to buy or too many more Kubota tires to buy, that we will be able, okay, just taking out of the money that we've got in our checking account right now.
The challenge that we have, though, is that there is no room for contingency. There's, you know, if you get a major repair to the... for the greater,
that's true.
There's no room for that.
But
and there won't be any room for it in next year's budget. Our income is not high enough to allow for those kinds
of things. So you're saying carry it over into next year's budget.
So I'm saying if there's carryover, let's build up a contingency in the operating fund to address those operating and maintenance issues. And if it's a legitimate capital activity, take it out of the capital.
I guess it fixes technically because we're getting the same exact interest rate on the capital improvement that we are on our checking account. So it doesn't really matter.
The other thing I would observe is the $5,000 we got paid for that water connection.
That's what we're getting on our checking. So it's the exact same thing. Yeah. So it doesn't matter whether it's sitting in the capital improvement, Sean, or it's sitting in the other.
It doesn't matter.
So, okay.
The $5,000 that we got for the water connection should be in our capital improvement fund, not in our operating fund.
Yeah, it is an operating fund.
Because that's clearly a reimbursement for a capital expenditure. So that ought to be in the capital fund.
Except that in our capital improvement, we can make 12%. And that was another thing then.
12%?
I can make you 12% on
that
same capital.
Not the thing you were telling me about
before.
Did you buy derivatives or something?
How long?
They're Vegas.
What's the terms on it? You got to see it in
90 days.
Ooh, that's all
right. So So, but these are short-term things, okay? So, but it's just...
But it's not a guarantee.
Yeah, it is a guarantee. It's a guarantee. But I can't, but we haven't gone into that part yet, so we'll talk about that.
Okay, let's look at this one more time. With everything on the table, the $5,000 that was given for the hookup, should we transfer that to the capital improvement fund?
Well, a couple thousand, right?
And then take the $2,000 when he makes his motion from the capital improvement. Therefore, we're moving the money, but yet we're still perhaps gaining higher interest in the capital improvement.
Exactly
fund.
The same right now.
Well, she's saying something different, though.
But,
so.
Well, if she changes it, but right now, it's the same.
Right now, we're
but as Larry was saying, where that money should have been deposited anyway, in his estimation, is in a different place, than, not in the operating fund, but in the capital improvement fund.
That's true. However, so, we use some of that money, about $5,000, cradles or tank, and do all that work around the dirt work and stuff. Part of it, not all.
Okay, so we have $29,000. If you take $5,000 out, however, whatever we spent, and put it into the capital improvement, and then he continues with his motion to have the $2,000 taken out of capital improvement to pay for
maintenance.
Oh.
But you consider it maintenance?
Yeah.
The reservoir is a maintenance. We're not in making a new improvement. We're actually just maintaining what we already have. So that's the maintenance.
Well, it strikes me if it's a change that will have last for multiple years, that it's not a normal maintenance activity.
Well, it should have happened. I think we're just we're accumulating annual maintenance that should have happened for 15 years and doing it all at once.
Well, we can't do it all at once, but we could do a lump thing that needs to be handled. It needs to be taken care of. We know that, but it is actually a maintenance.
Right,
there is
capital
no capital.
Though, because it's gone beyond the maintenance part.
So, is there any general consensus on the board? What your feelings are? What we should do?
I think we need to take it out of the budget of the $29,000
yes.
And use that as what we have left.
I think we're all in agreement that it needs to be done. It's just a matter of we're kind of arguing over take it out of this fund or this fund. It's DSROA money, whether it's here or here, and whether we call it maintenance or capital improvement.
Well, it's not a capital improvement, and I think in the future, when you come back and say, well, what did we spend in capital improvements? Well, we did this $5,000 here, but it was really maintenance. So I think...
Because we have the money in the maintenance account,
we
need to use that as what it's actually is.
I'd agree with that. I would agree with spending the money now.
I do too. I agree with that too.
And
I think
and Barbara finding an individual that is willing to do it before that window is completely closed, if it hasn't already.
Yeah, I bet you can get Cody.
Oh, yeah, Cody
will do it.
I'll amend my motion to spend $2,000.
Would you restate your motion?
I move that we spend $2,000 on the red reservoir.
I'll second that.
The motion to remove $2,000 from the maintenance fund?
I would say it's best by finding it.
Oh, okay.
Spend the $2,000.
Okay. She can decide where to take it out. repair the... Red reservoir and the removing of the silt.
No, I said red reservoir.
Red reservoir, okay.
Reservoir.
Okay. It's been seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? It has passed unanimously. Thank you, Barbara.
Can I get you guys to decide on how much money I can spend to cover up the trash and to do the public and stuff, or do you just want me to do what we have to do?
Whatever's left over from the red.
You'll have to pay them. You'll have to pay them. He's hard to deal
with. Let's decide on that later. Do we have to?
Do we still have access to a dump truck out there?
No, just Bill Bowen. See, but I had Nolan bringing his out to haul the gravel for Davey Dale, and he was going to bring the backhoe on the trailer, pull it with the dump truck, and use them. You see what I'm saying? I was trying to consolidate travel. You know what it's like. And so I was going to have him do all the paper. He was going to haul Dave Cadell's gravel. He was going to haul that dirt down and cover the trash. And he was going to use the backhoe to clean out the culverts and to clean out the cattle guard. All, you know, a couple days worth of work. If we can know how much we could afford. That's what I would like to see there.
How much was it going to cost us?
Well, I put it on that thing. I can't remember. It was like $55 for the dump truck an hour and $75 for the backhoe, I believe. And see, it depends on how many hours.
That's something that I think we could do.
I do too.
With the Kubota and a truck.
Well,
that Kubota's not worth it as far as
the. Have you ever tried to use the bucket on
it? Well, I agree.
Okay, so I disagree with what you say that we could do it. I think that we could. What we were going to do is have him just dump the dirt there, and we could use the Kubota to shove
it push
off
it
the
over.
Track.
Yeah.
But I do not believe, Brent, you correct me if you think differently too. But I do not believe that it would be justifiable in the cost of fuel and the man hours it would take us to use the Kubota to try to fill Hall's little tiny dump truck to haul it down there, because you're going to talk a whole week's worth of feet and feet of trying to do it.
The other part of that is the fill truck will only haul a little over a yard safely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's small.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I have that little orange, the old state, county.
Your truck is twice the size of field.
Yeah, it'll haul about 7 yards.
Right.
That's a one load.
And my truck is not, it's not licensed or legal or anything. That's why it's been sitting in my yard. But I've taken it out to the ranch, used it out there, brought it back and forth several years, and I bring it out there.
And we need a backhoe. We cannot do the grader. We cannot do the culverts nor the cattle guards with the Kubota.
Right.
If we had a truck the size of yours, we could move quite a bit of dirt, you know.
Well, mine is not available right now. It needs some repair work, and so I'm working on getting that done. When it's done, I would let the ranch use it to haul. I would even bring my backhoe out to do the dirt work, but I'm using it on a constant basis. And so I don't know how fast we. I mean, that to me is not a
urgent,
critical
thing. The culvert thing is a little bit urgent. I'm a little bit worried about that.
You can do the culvert?
All the culverts. You know, up along Meadow Canyon, how when the big flood came down, how the ones right there that comes out of Crawford got some problems around
okay.
The one down further. And then there's a couple up by the ponds that are silted in. And then the cattle guard right just north of the gravel pit, it definitely needs to be raised up, cleaned out. We've got it where we've barbed it along the west side so that it comes down and then goes under the pond instead of coming across the pond in right there. But I gotta get the culvert, I gotta get that cattle guard raised up, cleaned out, and put back down before it rains so hard, we're gonna lose all that hard work.
Is it, would $1,000 cover most of this, I think? $1,000 in addition to what?
It would work towards it. We just have to say, if I say $1,000, I just say, Cody, just go until you run out of $1,000.
Priority list and
go down.
Yeah. Is that a reasonable amount? I mean, are we talking 5,000?
It won't go very far. That's about one day's worth of days of work. 75 and 55.
What would be a reasonable figure, do you think, to say?
That's what, I mean, the dump truck could be working the whole time.
I don't know what it is. 120.
We need to go 2?
An hour.
$1,000.
No, that's probably good, because if you do it, that's still about $120 an hour.
You can share the travel expense with Dave Cadell. Like I said, you've got this little thing.
They're not going to work more intensely.
So they have not done Dave Cadell's.
No,
so it still could happen on that trip.
Yeah, if he was going to, but then we had to.
So you're saying $1,000 could basically cover?
I think you get a full day out of $1,000 with running both of them, except that if Dave Cadell's doing it, he's already got them up there.
They're going to have to be up there 2 days at least, between doing Dave's and ours.
They could save some time and expense.
Is there a possibility of, rather than picking up the dirt, we're talking about cleaning up the remainder of the dirt around the old 3 water tanks and covering the trash. Is there a spot down there near the trash where we can scrounge up enough dirt to cover that?
Okay,
and then
we've
just
done that with
smeared.
The Kubota, nothing we could.
Okay.
You know, we've cleaned out the corrals and dumped it on there. We've tried to do that.
I'd suggest that we authorize Barbara to spend up to $1,500 on these activities and let her use her judgment to keep it as reasonable as we can.
Here's a suggestion you may try is to scatter some seed on that trash, grass seed.
That's what we want to do with the dirt, half of the dirt that's on our.
Try to grow grass up around it. If you just put dirt down on it, there's nothing to hold the dirt.
It'll blow away.
A lot of it's going to go on down.
What I would like to do is dump it on there and let it set this winter and put the seed on in early March before it starts the spring, you know.
You can seed it and then sprinkle it.
Maybe it'll rain.
It's too cold right now for seed to germinate anyway.
That's a good time to put it in right now.
But it won't germinate.
Yeah, it won't, but you're going to get some moisture on it. It'll hit spring. In the spring, warm, it'll germinate.
Well, I thought if I dump the dirt on there, it'll settle down in and then put the seed on it in the early.
If you'd mix some winter wheat with it, would it sprout?
Yeah, winter wheat.
We put it in November all the time.
Yep.
Put it in. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Do we want winter wheat out there though? That's a heck of a fire.
Right in the trash pile.
You only talk about
yeah.
As big as this.
Yeah.
A
trash pile and a fire. That's okay.
Right. Now Larry made a suggestion that $1,500. Is that
up to
$1,500? Is that something we can work around, or should we say less than that? Should we say up to 1,000?
Let's say 12. I think even at $125 an hour, that's 10 hours. That's.
And you don't need to dump truck the whole time. But
yeah.
Back home
yeah, I don't think you're gonna.
You know, they're gonna run clear over Five Canyon to do some too. It's not like there's going to be all the worst one of the cars.
We're talking about the
culverts cleaning.
Moving the dirt, covering the trash, and cleaning out culverts up Meadow Canyon.
Okay.
And so it says gravel at the 40,000 gallon tank? Or is
that
not
another
included?
Thing, Steve, that Robinson's supposed to take care of, and he's been coming from the staff for 6 months.
Well, 50 minutes is better. Are we paying them? Yeah, I guess we are. I'm planning on that job driving down the road, but that doesn't take me long. Give it to Cody. It'll be there done really fast. He drives that. He'll get down there quick.
Okay, I'll make my suggestion in the form of a motion. I still think we if we get it brought down for $1,200, I have confidence that Barbara's not going to spend the other three. So. Now, I think she needs to have the flexibility to do what needs to be done. So I'd say up to $1,500 and do what you need to, would be my view.
Motion on the floor to spend up to $1,500 to Cody.
Well, to somebody.
To somebody. Well, she
move
was
dirt, cover
to move dirt.
Clean the culverts.
Clean the culverts.
Did you say gravel too?
Whatever can be done for that.
Whatever can be done for that amount of money. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Larry seconded it.
Did it include the covering the trash? I'd be opposed to that.
You like the trash?
No, I don't. I think there's a better way.
Okay. What would you see as the better way?
Feed it and then sprinkle it.
You got to have dirt over the trash, though.
Yeah, I know the dirt's not there because it's washed away.
No, it's not whole. It's all that pile of trash that was thrown into that.
I was the one that started that.
You want to start that trash pile on top? I went out there. I spent a whole day pushing garbage into that. old hot water heaters.
I
couldn't believe it.
Well, there is a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. I think we have to have a vote before there's anything else.
Unless there's less support discussion around it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we could just use that, to do the culverts and to do the gravel and whatever else, and not spend too much time or even on the trash. Maybe there's another way to handle the trash without having to do it. It's not an urgent thing; it's got to happen right today. Barb, but the culverts said have to be. Barb kind of said in her email to us that it is unsightly when people take horseback rides and go in through there. It is unsightly. And if we're trying to clean up the ranch area by moving not an excessive amount of dirt, but some dirt, have it ready for the spring, and then seed it, and it won't be that eyesore.
Some of that can come out at headquarters cleanup area.
Here's another possibility. There were three small, we call them the polywog ponds for years. They're just to the right of the main entrance gate going into the yard that have all been kind of gutted and become huge.
Well, two of them are still clear water, but that third one.
It's just a big cavern.
Yeah, but you're still going to have to cover it with something. You don't want that trash. You have to move the trash then.
So what was your...
It, are we...
or will we ever consider taking equipment in there and cleaning that up some? I'm concerned, you know, we lost a kid here in town last spring, but banks caving off. And you go up there with the ranch, and the word of the kid's first head, they want to go down the wash and get in those cracks. And then the, my dad's talked to me several times about taking equipment in there and knocking down some of those banks. Mm-hmm. If we go in, and I don't think we can ever rebuild the third polywog pond, but we can at least
knock some sides down,
smooth it out some, and at that time carry some of that dirt around and
you know, Larry, can you just point out what you're saying? I rode my horse down through the wash the other day, and I was—I mean, I went, you know, where the trail was. Clarify, it was both by the trailers over by Dom's Road. I got on the trail, I got on the wash there, and I rode all the way down through there. Literally, this year alone, that big rain that we had, that wash was deepened 4 feet, and I couldn't even get my horse down from the jump. That's how fast it's going down. And I'm talking straight up above me and straight down, and my feet were hitting the bank. Was that narrow?
Well, it's going to come down on somebody.
It's dangerous. Very dangerous in there.
Can we look at something like that for next year's budget and then handle the immediate problem before winter hits for us right now?
Yeah, I was only bringing that up to say the trash, it's unsightly, but it's not an immediate
hazard.
Something that's got to be done in the next month before it snows.
But with his motion to not exceed $1,500 and the variety of things that can be done, if there's not enough money, if there is enough money, we can handle it because he's kind of open-ended.
I would amend my second of his motion to say, let's do that, but target the culverts first.
Me too. I agree with that.
We may be able to do all the culverts.
That's kind of how I figured it in. Mm-hmm.
We were kind of leaving it to Barbara
to
her discretion.
Yeah. And I don't have any problem with that.
No, we've got that done.
That a friendly amendment.
Okay. And if we end up with a couple $100 left while the equipment's sitting there, it's going to cost a couple $100 to get equipment there.
Mm-hmm.
If it's there because this other gravel job and our culvert job, let's go ahead and clean up the pile of dirt and cover the trash.
Okay.
You okay with that,
Val?
I don't want to spend money on covering the trash. I think we're just putting dirt in a dump. You don't need my vote. You can go ahead. I just don't think it.
Do you want me to restate the motion, or are we clear?
Are you excluding the trash dump, or are you including it?
What we're saying is it's the bottom of the priority list. Do everything else first. If there's money left, we might do it.
I would be opposed to voting in favor of that.
Okay. I call for a vote on the motion that's on the floor to use up to $1,500 in a prioritized manner by Barbara to, I forgot what that's.
Start with the culvert.
Start with the culvert and cattle guard, clean out, and whatever she deems necessary at that point, which may be inclusive of moving gravel and last on the list, moving dirt from the three ponds, from the three tanks to cover the trash and later seed it. Because that would also have to include the seed that she did. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know where that dirt came from that's up against the tank.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's just right there. We pushed it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Well, it could go back out. I don't think you need to haul it a mile down the road.
Well, she's just looking for dirt to put over the top of it, and that would be the means to an end.
But what Larry's saying is, if we knock down some of those washes, it'll already take care of it. We don't have to haul dirt.
No, that's not true.
There's no dirt there. No, the
banks are dangerous. Knocking those banks down, you're going to put it in the bottom of the wash. You can't take it and back up the hill and dump it on top of the trash.
I guess I don't know the trash. I thought it was in the wash.
It's not in the main wash.
But we may be able to get some more out of the polywog pond if we do something on the
for the horse. No, I think there's dirt everywhere that can be. I mean, it's
but again, that's what she
dirt
and whomever is doing this.
Necessary to hold the earth together, though.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Motion is on the floor. It's been seconded. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed?
Me.
One. And did you abstain?
No.
I'm abstaining. I'm not sure that I want to do that much money.
Okay, that's 3-4, one against, and one abstention. The motion has passed. Barbara, you've got it. Okay. Anything else in your manager's report? I do know that at the last meeting you had said that you would contact Donna Owen.
She's not on the agenda. Oh.
Well, that's
on the agenda.
Yeah. And we'll just kind of has she responded to you yet in the email?
No. Well, not since the one I gave you.
Okay. She has not responded to the easement on Pipe Springs Road.
That would be on the beyond the one you sent.
Yeah, only beyond, not beyond the one I sent.
Okay.
And that was just your personal visit with her?
No, I emailed her regarding what you guys had asked me to, and then she sent me back a reply.
What I'm remembering was just your conversation with her.
And then her reply should have been on the top of the line.
It probably was.
Is there anything else in your manager's report? My question is, will the cabins 7 and 8, or 6, 7 and 8, and Garden, will any of those be still open through the winter?
7 and 8 are always available during the winter. We were whispering them since everybody's out right now. But they are available to be opened up at any time, so we don't take them off the roof.
Okay.
You know, they're always available on the website during the winter.
Okay. But everything else?
Garden Cabin 6, again, you've got 6 winterized now, and the Garden Cabin will be open.
So what'd you say about the
winter?
They'll be winterized for the rest of the season.
The Garden Cabin will be winterized as soon as the party gets finished. I think it's out, which should be out tomorrow. And we will winterize the Garden Cabin. Cabin 6 is winterized, so only 2 cabins available from here on through until next spring, the 6 to 7 months.
Okay.
But they're winterized on it.
They can partial,
yeah. They're winterized, but they're un-winterized. So we don't call them closed, we just call them available.
And looking at the ranch in the wintertime, animals still up there, horses, chickens?
Yep, all the animals are still up there.
Do we have the bill for the hay?
I haven't even gotten that.
That's some of our other expenses.
Okay. Anything else? Barbara? Mm-hmm. Brett?
I think that's all.
Well, there's just one minor item. I winterized the comfort station of the shower. And yesterday I was down there. And somebody decided to go in and use the comfort station. Even though there's a great big sign on the door. This is winterized, do not use, quality water. So anyway, I had to haul water to clean that baby up.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't there, so I don't know who did it.
Can't read anyway.
And whoever it was couldn't read. But so I'm going to lock that door. So I don't, just with the little privacy lock, just so somebody's not going in there. And it's not a huge deal. But it was kind of a pain because I was
dirty job.
Towards the end of the day, and I was trying to get home. I thought it was going to snow, and I was trying to get to my place to get a bunch of stuff under cover. And I'm down there hauling water to clean that couple stations up. So I guess it shows a lack of consideration for what's going on down there. No big deal. Take care of it.
Thank you, Ben.